Do you understand? She demanded. I said, trying to move my jaw. It was apparently whole. Yeah. Message received. Arrogant child! She spat on the ground in my direction. Then she turned and walked purposefully toward the senior council members. She stopped about 10 feet from Ancient Mai, just before the warden standing behind her would have snapped and started hurling thunder and fury. She came to a graceful stance of attention, and then bowed, rather deeply, to Ancient Mai. Mai's face revealed nothing. She returned the gesture, bowing less deeply. It is a pleasure to meet you in the flesh, Lara said. You must be Ancient Mai. Lara Wraith, Mai replied. I had not anticipated your presence at this meeting. Nor I yours. She gave me a rather disgusted glance. Courtesy, it seems, is a devalued commodity in this world. She bowed again to Ebenezer and Listens to Wind and greeted them by name. Your reputations, gentlemen, precede you. Injun Joe nodded without speaking.
Lady Wraith, Ebenezer said calmly. Touch that boy again, and the only things left for your kin to bury will be your $500 shoes.
Aye, Ancient Mai said in a flat tone. Lara paused at Ebenezer's statement. It didn't rattle her, precisely, but she gave Ebenezer another look, and then inclined her head to him. Gentlemen, lady, obviously we both have urgent concerns that must be addressed. Equally obviously, none of us anticipated the presence of the other, and a violent incident would benefit no one. On behalf of the White Court, I propose a formal agreement of non-aggression for the duration of this meeting. Ancient Mai gave Ebenezer a hard look, then lifted her chin slightly and turned away, somehow giving the impression that she had formally dismissed him from reality. Agreed, she said. On behalf of the Council, I accept the proposal. I managed to stagger back to verticality. My wounded head felt like Lara had split it open, and I'd have a hand-shaped bruise on my cheek, but I wasn't going to sit there moaning about getting slapped by a girl. Granted, the girl was hundreds of years old and could change a fire truck's tires without using a jack, but there was a principle at work here. I got to my feet and then walked carefully over to stand beside Ebenezer, facing the vampires. One of the wardens there made a little room for me, all his attention focused forward on Lara and her sisters. Huh. They were much more comfortable with me when I was aimed at an enemy. I tried to keep a running portion of my awareness focused on Demon Reach. I had done as much as I could in assembling this group. I was counting on my estimate of the killer to take it to the next level, and until he showed up, I had to keep stringing both Lara and the Council along. The best way to do that, for the moment, was to keep quiet and let them talk. I suppose the first thing we must do is share knowledge, Lara said to Ancient Mai. Would you prefer it if I went first? Mai considered that for a moment and then bowed her head in a slight acknowledgement. Lara proceeded without further ado. My brother, Thomas Wraith, has been taken by a skinwalker, one of the ancient Nagloshi. The skinwalker has offered an exchange, my brother for Warden Donald Morgan. Mai tilted her head to one side. How is Dresden involved in this matter? He claims that he is attempting to establish Warden Morgan's innocence in some sort of matter internal to the Council. As a gesture of goodwill to the Council, and to help keep the peace within Chicago, I have instructed my brother to offer reasonably low-risk aid and assistance to Dresden. She glanced at me. He has abused my good intentions repeatedly. This time, he somehow involved my brother in his investigation, and Thomas was ambushed by the skinwalker. And that is all? Mai asked. Lara glared at me again and seemed to visibly force herself to take a moment to think. He claims that a third party was behind Warden Morgan's predicament and attempting to set the court against the Council. To my surprise, my own investigation did not immediately disprove his statements as lies. It seems possible that one of my financial managers may have been somehow coerced into embezzling the contents of a considerable account. Dresden claims the money was sent to an account that was made to appear to belong to Warden Morgan.
Mai nodded. Was it?
Lara shrugged elegantly.
It is possible. My people are working to find evidence that will establish what happened more precisely.
Mai nodded and was still for several seconds before she said,
Despite how carefully you have danced around the subject, you know exactly why we are here.
Lara smiled very slightly.